Chapter 17, Section 4. The Reformation continues. Before you read. In the last section, you read how the Reformation began. In this section, you will learn how it developed and spread. Calvin continues the Reformation. What did Calvin teach? Protestantism arose elsewhere in the 1530s. This time under the leadership of John Calvin. Calvin wrote an important book that gave structure to Protestant beliefs. He taught that people are sinful by nature. He also taught predestination, the idea that God determines beforehand who will be saved. The religion based on Calvin's teachings is called Calvinism. Calvin created a theocracy in Geneva, Switzerland. It was government run by religious leaders. It had strict rules of behavior that required people to live religious lives. Anyone who preached different religious ideas might be burned at the stake. A preacher named John Knox was impressed by Calvin's high moral ideals. Knox put these ideas into practice in Scotland. This was the beginning of the Presbyterian Church. Others in Holland, France, and Switzerland adopted Calvin's ideas as well. In France, his followers were called Huguenots. Conflict between them and the Catholics often turned into violence. In 1572, mobs killed about 12,000 Huguenots. Question 1. What is Calvinism? Other Protestant reformers. What other reformers were important during the Reformation? Another new Protestant group was the Anabaptists. They preached that people should be baptized into the faith as adults. Anabaptists also taught that the church and state should be separate. In addition, they refused to fight in wars. Many women played key roles in the Reformation. They included Marguerite of Navarre. She protected John Calvin from being killed for his beliefs. Katharina von Bora was the wife of Martin Luther. She supported an equal role for women in marriage. Question 2. Who were two women who played important roles in the Reformation? The Catholic Reformation. What was the Catholic Reformation? Protestant churches grew all over Europe. To keep Catholic believers loyal, the Catholic Church took steps to change itself. This was called the Catholic Reformation. One Catholic reformer was a Spanish noble named Ignatius. He founded a new group in the church based on deep devotion to Jesus. Members of this group, called the Jesuits, started schools across Europe. They sent missionaries to convert people to Catholicism. In addition, they tried to stop the spread of Protestant faiths in Europe. Two popes of the 1500s helped bring about changes in the church. Pope Paul III set up a kind of court called the Inquisition. It was charged with finding, trying, and punishing people who broke the rules of the church. He also called a meeting of church leaders, the Council of Trent. The council, which met in 1545, passed these doctrines. The church's interpretation of the Bible was final. Christians needed good works as well as faith to win salvation. The Bible and the church had equal authority in setting out Christian beliefs. Indulgences were valid expressions of faith. The next pope, Paul IV, put these doctrines into practice. These actions helped revive the church. They also allowed it to survive the challenge of the Protestants. Question 3. What happened at the Council of Trent? The legacy of the Reformation. What was the legacy of the Reformation? The Reformation had an enduring impact on society. In the wake of the movement, Protestant churches flourished. Meanwhile, the Catholic Church became more unified as a result of the reforms started at the Council of Trent. The Reformation caused an overall decline in the authority of the church. As a result, individual monarchs and states gained greater power. This, in turn, led to the development of modern nation-states. Women thought that their status in society might improve as a result of the Reformation. However, this did not happen. Women were still mainly limited to the concerns of home and family. Question 4. What was the result of the declining authority of the church?